On Monday, the 9th of July, 2001, the Croatian wildcard Goran Ivanišević defeated Pat Rafter in 5 epic sets to win the Men's Wimbledon Championship.
It was one of the most memorable matches ever played on centre court. The following day, Goran returned to his hometown, Split, where thousands of rapturous fans welcomed their hero back. This is how the BBC reported it. When Goran finally appeared on stage, the crowd was euphoric. Smiling and crying for joy, they yelled, "Goran, we love you!" Initially, he simply looked bemused at the adulation, but going with the spirit of the moment, he had soon stripped down to his underpants, throwing his clothes into the ecstatic crowd.
Wow, there's joy. But then there's a whole new level of joy that prompts dancing with the masses in the streets in your underpants.
Those iconic scenes in Split were unforgettable. It was truly amazing to see how one man's joy could impact an entire nation. But that's what joy does. As crazy as it sounds, Goran's homecoming celebrations remind me of the character we will be studying in this little book, King David. More often than not, we tend to think of David as the shepherd boy who defeated giant Goliath with a slingshot, and then a warrior poet skilled with sword and harp. But as we begin our journey with King David, we find him doing a Goran and dancing through the streets in his underwear. David went to bring up the Ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with rejoicing. When those who were carrying the Ark of the Lord had taken 6 steps, he sacrificed a bull and a fattened calf. Wearing a linen ephod, David was dancing before the Lord with all his might, while he and all Israel were bringing up the Ark of the Lord with shouts and the sound of trumpets. 2 Samuel chapter 6, verses 12 to 15. Why did David dance? Because after its capture by the Philistines and temporary stay at Kiriath-Jearim, the Ark of God was finally coming home to Jerusalem, the city of God. It is impossible to overstate the value and significance of this portable gold-plated chest to the people of Israel. The Ark represented the blessed presence of God among his people. Exodus chapter 25, verse 22. So it really mattered to them. The arrival of the Ark signified that God's glory was returning to Israel. He was once again drawing close to his people. As David famously put it while addressing God, "You will fill me with joy in your presence." Psalm 16, verse 11. Indeed, as the Ark entered the city, David was so overcome with joy that he simply could not keep it in. So he cut loose, parted hard, and all Israel parted with him. The people were sucked into the vortex of David's delight because that's what joy does. Mercifully, we do not need an ark to know the joy of God's presence today. We just need Jesus, aka Emmanuel, which means God with us. Jesus came to live among us, to die for us, and to rise again in order that we might have life, abundant and eternal. He came to save us. No wonder the angel announced his birth as good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Luke chapter 2, verse 10. Furthermore, by the power of the Holy Spirit who indwells his people, Jesus is able to keep his promise to be forever present with us, even to the end of the age. So if true joy is found in God's presence, then to know Jesus is to know joy. Do you have that joy? If you don't, then my prayerful hope is that this book will help you to attain it, and so to discover and experience firsthand the sweet joy of Jesus. If you do know that joy, then by all means cherish it and revel in it. However, like Han Solo warned Luke Skywalker, don't get cocky, because as we are about to learn from King David, it is painfully possible to lose that joy.